You wanted it, so here it comes. America's fast car spinning wildly out of control. America's aluminum and radiates metallic growth. America's the land of disillusion. Fiery depths of nihilism and torture, fatigued souls spitting lethargic words, cowards taming cannibalistic rage, penny-pinching, soul-stenching, straight-up fucking confusion, wrapped or rather warped in commercialism and sad tales of defeat. Spineless rabid dogs chasing parked cars outside of abandoned warehouses where prostitutes are sucking off some 9-year-old's father figure and then purchasing crack in order to deal with the taste of his business cum. America's a lie, brought to us by our forefathers, who were bastards themselves and suffered from severe bouts of fixation and mutilation to others' genitalia. As if this was not enough, their complex with Oedipus Rex made it so that they could only ejaculate while fantasizing about their own mother slicing and dicing their penis after they slaughtered daddy and mutilated his. America's the land of opportunity, and every preacher, junkie, alcoholic, stripper, prostitute, porn star, and bum will confess to that very fact. America is proud, strong, and independent. Just ask any country that has been bombed, manipulated, lied to, or taken advantage of by our vast and fully armed military. America believes in killing one another over job loss, trendy shoes, colors, parking spaces, obsession, possession, drugs, gambling, speeding tickets, and TV. America loves to give rights to criminals and take rights away from law-abiding citizens who go to work for low wages and then are forced to pay taxes so that Congress can sit in some large room with their thumbs in each other's ass and think of new ways to fuck things up. America loves instant gratification, and this is displayed by all of our daily interactions with uncanny intercourse. We have instant food prepared in radioactive microwaves and processed meats delivered to us through little windows by popular demand. We have feature films brought to us with an immediate phone call. We have countless acts of treason at our command, and we indulge mindlessly within them. America is sold out. Perverted, introverted, extroverted, malicious, and volatile. America is a land of waste, tyranny, and fatigue, lethargic beings sucking venom from open wounds in a fast and disillusioned state of mind. America does not know art and does not cherish creative intellect. America is a condition, a disease, a serious ailment, and should be viewed as such. One might add that this ailment, if left untreated, will bring a far worse condition than the human mind can imagine. America will become a colony, a concentration camp, and will eventually slaughter many men, women, and children in an attempt to control individual liberty and creative expression. I'm quite sure that some people will have the urge to argue, debate, analyze, and deface my observations. However, let me forewarn them. If these perceptions are disregarded, horror and unambiguous tyranny shall reign in absolute terror and disbelief. America assassinated many Native American tribes in order to build this concrete jungle. What makes you so sure that you will not be butchered as well? Naivety and ignorance, I presume. Even if I make myself out to be an arrogant, condescending, hypocritical, pompous ass, there is still truth in these words. I believe that we are dangerously close to this atrocious destination, that we will become man-made tools for which the stagnant minds so disdainfully abuse.